90% fatal to the crew. The blast was deafening, and my father saw immediately that there was going to be no flying out of this. He turned to his boss beside him and said, "Well, I guess this is it." Then the plane rolled over, ignoring my father's attempts to right it, and began some sort of inverted flat spin. He couldn't tell precisely what sort, for the world had turned into a nasty soup of unfamiliar colors. He gave the bailout orders through the intercom to the crew, unsure if the thing was even working or had been shot to pieces by the flak. All the lights, horns, and klaxons were going at once as the plane protested with a great crescendo of whines, groans, and the howling noise coming through the exploded windscreens. My father looked over at Colonel Hunter and realized that he was already dead, hit by flak or some bit of flying metal from the fractured plane. Upside down, spinning, he groped for the parachute beneath his seat. They'd started at 27,000 feet, and he had no idea how high they were, but knew he had to get out. The flyers were supposed to wear their parachutes at all times, but the salty old dogs, as my father was then at age 23, kept them under their seats, because the damn things were so uncomfortable to sit on for 10 hours. And anyway, the choices they gave you were, as the flyers liked to say,